West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, three of the four candidates for the special election District 30 State Senate race have filed their campaign contribution disclosure reports as of Friday morning. The third week of early voting for that February 13th election date begins on Monday. Former District 68 State Rep Tim Bearden claimed more than $97,000 in contributions and $10,300 in expenditures in his latest filing this week. Candidate Renee Hardin Bell claims more than $19,000 in total contributions in her report filed yesterday, although $8,300 of that is listed as a contribution from Bell herself. That same $8,300 number is filed as Bell's total expenditures. Ashley Keskis Godwin reporting close to $4,900 in contributions and about $3,750 in expenditures. And Robert Ross Smith has so far claimed no contributions or expenditures with the Georgia Campaign Finance System. Less than 6 months after authorizing the purchase of approximately 430 acres of land adjacent to the western boundary of McIntosh Reserve, the Carroll County Board of Commissioners is considering additional expansion, this time with the purchase of 466 acres on the east side of the park. County Attorney Stacey Blackman says board approval could lead to closing the deal by the end of March or the 1st of April.
It's an opportunity to partner with Trust for Public Land again. They have an anonymous donor who's willing to fund the purchase price above $2 million, so the county would fund $2 million for the 466 acres. And this has 0.9 miles on river frontage on the Chattahoochee.
Last year's purchase on the western boundary of McIntosh Reserve featured frontage on Georgia Highway 5 and the Chattahoochee River. With assistance from the Georgia Outdoors Stewardship Program, the county purchased the west side property from the Trust for Public Land for approximately $2.25 million. And local museum curator Carolyn Gray has pulled her Carver High Experience traveling exhibits out of storage again in time for Black History Month. The exhibit tells the story of the county's only school for African American students during segregation. That school closed in 1969 with the completion of the county's integration process.
The exhibit traces the history of public education for African Americans in Carroll County, and it starts from emancipation to desegregation. So we start talking about the church schools after emancipation. In those days, the Black community had to create their own schools, and mostly these schools came out of churches that they had already created. And there were dozens of these schools because there was no transportation. So the schools had to be within walking distance. And at one time, there was over 80 schools.
That exhibit remains open at the Villa Rica Public Library during the month of February. I'm Colin Worthington.